This is La Princesa Tiffany Nieves, the OVW superstar, and you're listening to the OVW Podcast.
Welcome to the OVW Podcast, the unofficial podcast of Ohio Valley Wrestling. I am Tiny Brian.
And I am Victor.
And this is Overdrive, and today we are getting into all the action from OVW Overdrive Season 3, Episode 6, from March 21st. It is too small for my blind eyes to see without picking up the paper.
27th.
March 27th. Yes. Hey, Brian Hines is in the producing chair today. How are you doing, Mr. Hines?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm very well. So, we haven't seen this episode of, and there seems to be a theme with every one of these overdrives.
It does.
Besides the wrestling.
This one was pretty much a wrestler's promo.
Yeah, it was a 30-minute wrestler's promo. Let me produce on the fly here.
No, leave my mic. I do not like it like that. Put it that way for a reason.
So all right. Well, you don't get hurt as well when it's that way.
I don't like the microphone facing away from me.
Oh, all right. So, we opened with we hadn't actually seen a wrestler's trailer like in Rise. They put it on there for 6 months, and then they finally kind of quit. But we see it returns here at the top of this episode, and they kind of talk about it. And the theme here apparently is that Dancing Stevie J is jealous that he wasn't in wrestlers more.
No, he was pretty much a backdrop, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think we saw him dancing.
No, probably not.
And Brian kind of rubs it in most of this episode, I guess.
Well, I mean, he is just one of the stars of the show, as he will point out.
Well, he did cry at a golf course. You know, that just makes all the difference.
Well, I mean, you would have done that too if you...
Yeah, in that situation, I probably would have.
12 years ago when you didn't get to see your boy, you would have cried too.
I certainly would have. So let's just go ahead and get into this first match, which is ZDP versus Pushable Will Austin.
Push Will Austin.
Yeah, in Jackman's absence, I will say push Will Austin.
That's right.
ZDP doesn't need pushed by anybody.
He does not.
He is a crowd favorite to never talk and have foaming at the mouth every time we see him.
But what ZDP does every time is put on a banger of a match.
He really does.
My only thing I wish he would do more is win more.
Yeah, he is kind of a jobber in
because
this
because he goes out there and sells his ass off and he never gets to win.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling, though, once he starts winning, it's going to become a trend.
Yeah, we are looking forward to we've not seen that doctor recently. I want that doctor back who was supposed to bring in the specialist and help ZDP because I want to find out what ZDP is like when he's not, this.
Yeah, well, you know, he is a kind of, damn it, Brian. He is kind of possessed, so you never know.
Brian seems to be having a little meltdown in the booth there.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
But Will pretty quickly gets the win here. You are right, ZDP. This bit where he slams his head into the turnbuckle.
Yeah, that's great.
It's just, I think we first saw that at the Manchester show. I don't think we had seen that before that six-man scramble he was in at the Manchester show. So. Still kind of seeing bits of that play out. And, ZDP just brutally beating Will's head against the canvas. So he has his moments.
He does. But, you know, it is kind of Will Austin time. And I like that Will won this match.
Oh, sure, yeah. Will is deserving of. He needs the push. And you know, he's hopefully – we know it's the year of the mammoth. But hopefully it'll also be the future.
The future, yeah. And I like his bad boy angle he's been working, so I hope he leans all the way into the heel motif.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying him. He does get the win here pretty easily, fairly quickly actually, just a few minutes worth of a match, really, pretty quick.
Yep.
Then you know they come back and they kind of just work this motif this whole match or this whole episode, Brian and Steve. Yeah, it's Dance and Stevie. They, just talking about Netflix over and over and over which is odd, but, you know, made me think as I was watching this, though, it may be about time for us to go back and watch that a second time and have another series of episodes about those.
I've actually watched most of it for a second time because my wife decided she wanted to watch it again.
Well, OVW's infectious.
Yeah.
Not like ZDP, but, you know, kind of it makes you want to watch it more.
It does.
So what do you think? You think it bears a second watch through now that we've kind of seen it? You think we got more new things to say?
You mean for the four of us to sit down and talk about it? Oh, sure. I mean, one of the things I noticed when I watched it back through was like, oh, there's Luscious. Oh, look, there's that person and that person. And I did not notice all those people the first time around.
Yeah, I've watched it. I've watched not all of it, but I've watched parts of it a second time. And every time I turn it on, I'm like, I know everyone in this.
Yes.
Yep. This is all familiar. So it's definitely odd. They always go and do the recap of the
of Rise,
yes. Then we get into our second match after that, which is a couple of great performers.
Yep.
We got to get Shane Mercer in here to talk to us sometime soon.
He is the Iron Demon.
Just for his ring entrance, where he's on the apron and he flips himself up over and then slams down on the canvas. I feel like he's going to blow his knee out doing that someday, but it's very impressive.
Nah, he's a little young for that still.
Yeah, and I guess he'll change his entrance when that gets to be a problem. And Star Rider, of course, a friend of the show, has came and blessed us with his presence.
Yeah, he came in here from the great beyond. I was very appreciative of that.
It was. And he is, of course, currently the number one contender to the Rush Division Championship. So we're going to see him and presumably Junto Peso at Double Cross.
I would hope so. What if something get your attention, something wrong?
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
But another high-flying match here because Shane Mercer, as built as he is an agile performer.
Really is.
He is everywhere.
So this match was actually, the ending was a surprise to me because, you know, Shane works Star Rider over. I mean, him being Star Rider's a lot smaller, but he's more agile and quicker than Shane. But, you know, Shane works him over, especially when they start changing these chops, man. It's like, you know, gives him his chop and chains like, oh, yeah, let me show you how it's really done. And wears him out.
Yeah. I mean, we all know that Star Rider can take a huge amount of punishment. We have seen this. We have seen this young man beaten pillar to post more than once.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
and he sells like a champ, too.
And he really does. And, yeah, they kind of just end up in the middle of the ring just slugging it out. And Star Rider does end up getting the win, proving why he's the number one contender. Just a great pairing. And, you know, we're seeing Shane Mercer all over Overdrive. Seems like we've talked about him on this program before.
Yeah, they're doing a pretty good job of building both of these guys. Even though Shane took the loss here, it's not a detriment to take a loss to the Star Rider right now.
No, not. I mean, he's the number one contender. It's a reasonable thing. But, yeah, love this match. Love the athletics. Star Rider is just so fun to watch.
Oh, he is. He is.
Just I'm not even really talking about it. I'm just kind of sitting here watching him get slung around. But yeah, Star Rider does take the win on that.
He does take the win.
So, Stevie, by this point in the intermittence, is getting pretty frustrated that none of his exploits made it to Netflix. Apparently, he was inside an active volcano. Did you hear that bit?
No, but I was about to text him and ask him if he needed a little bit of cheese for that wine. I mean, really, dude.
Oh, they're just... And so what did you think of this interview with Angelica Risk? This is the first time maybe I've heard her talk.
I really like her. She's impressive.
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, she's impressive, and she's got an awesome look. And it's not so much that she's hot. She is. But the thing is that she looks mean. Like, you look at those eyes, and you're like, damn, that woman's about to whoop my ass.
She kind of just about whooped up on Brian Kennison.
She sure did.
Say, it seems to happen a lot. Like, the stars of the OVW seem to have no regard for Brian's personal space.
They definitely like to pick on him.
I feel bad for him. I worry about him a lot.
It's all in good fun,
I guess. But so that was a great interview with Angelica, and one of the things I always love about her is how, like, when, and we try not to comment on physical stuff too much here, and she's not really doing it, she's not wearing that outfit in this interview, but You know, yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's wearing her
standard outfit. Yeah. So, yeah, look at I love all the snaps, all the little silver studs that are just everywhere.
And usually I'm not big on facial piercings, but those studs she's got in her dimples are awesome.
Yeah, it is. It definitely ties the look together.
It looks great on her.
From New Mexico.
Oh, yeah, New Mexico. Yeah,
the desert southwest.
That's where Walter Watt's from.
So I've heard.
Yeah,
so
we've been talking about Breaking Bad today, so that's what brought it to my mind.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, she's fascinating. I hope she's going to be here for a good long while. I hope to see her do a nice long run.
Yeah, I don't think she's going anywhere. And doesn't she do some of the NWA stuff, too?
Yes.
Or is that somebody else?
She's an NWA or TNA, one or the other. Brian, do you know?
It's AEW.
She's an AEW.
Okay. Well, good for her.
I thought she was an NWA.
Yeah, here's where she almost attacks the cameraman.
Yeah.
she flung the stool she had been sitting on.
I mean, seriously, look at those woman's eyes. I think I'm a little intimidated.
As well, you should be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great interview with her. We hope to get her on our interview program for Jackman and Brian to kind of talk to her shortly. But it was nice to get to meet her with Mr. Kennison, who's always good in the interviewer's chair.
It's funny you mentioned the other co-host that's not with us right now.
Oh, something on your mind about?
Well, no, I was thinking more about the overmen. And when I first heard the term overman, I was like, God, that's cheesy. And then somehow or another, it got overman. But you know what's cheesier than overman?
What's that?
Jackman. What the hell does that even mean? What is a Jackman? And then the dude's going to go ahead and make fun of my name. I mean, Daniel Webster will tell you that my name means to win. So you need to get that straight, Jackman. Anyway, we can move on.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that won't develop into anything else. Our final match of the evening is two of our most flamboyant performers here on OVW.
Oh, sure. Ryan Von Rocket.
Yeah, Ryan Von Rocket, complete with a full set of Rockettes.
Yes, Katie and Crystal.
Yes.
Always good to see them come to the ring.
And then, you know, they don't ever, you never really hear Ryan or any of them talk much on the mic.
No.
He doesn't really have to. He just brings that guitar and those girls, and he's, you know, he's got the crowds with him, and he's fine.
I heard you can't stop the rock.
That's what that song insists over and over again, yes.
And then
Tony is all mic. Well, no, he's good in the ring, too. But, you know, they both have such besides being in-ring talents, they both have such before-the-match kind of talent, even though they're very different. So it's fun to see them rock up here.
So they put on a good match, and, you know, Tony does his thing, you know, and they go back and forth and back and forth. And Jay gets a little bit involved. Not a whole lot, though.
He tries. He does pull out the loaded baked potato glove.
He does, but...
And anytime I can bring up the loaded baked potato glove, I want to.
Well, he ended up being more of a distraction than actually really getting interference. Yeah,
but the girls actually kind of pulled their weight. They managed to keep Jay from affecting Ryan.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about this match is at the beginning when Tony calls Ryan Von Rocket shiny.
Yeah, shiny. He's like, that was funny.
Be quiet, shiny.
Be quiet, shiny. Hush.
Hush. So in the end, Tony does manage to make Ryan Von Rocket hush.
He does.
You know, very, but an excellent match. These rock. Are two great folks to watch perform.
Rock and roll. Yeah, great, yeah. Great match, though.
Great match. So, yeah, and then by the end, we get yet another Netflix trailer. They are really, suddenly this episode is just all the pushing of the Netflix that they hadn't done for the last 3 months. They just caught up now. I keep hearing that
Al Snow is great at wrestling, but not so good with money.
It's like, good job, Matt.
Yeah, good job, Matt.
You're everywhere. So, yeah, anything else about these matches you want to say?
No, it's about that, about the matches, and I think I said everything I wanted to say. Man.
Man. Okay, Jack.
Man.
The OVW Podcast, the 10th Carney Award-nominated unofficial podcast of Ohio Valley Wrestling, is produced by Blacklight Moon Productions at Nuthouse Studios in Lexington, Kentucky. The OVW Podcast broadcast team is Jack Man Oaks and Brian Hines. man. Our studio engineer and editor is Malachi Woodard. Executive producer is me, Tiny Brian Woodard. And senior producer for The Blimp is him, Victor Anderson.
That's right, the winner. Get that straight. Victor means to conquer. Anyway, go ahead.
Settle. After watching Wrestlers on Netflix, visit ovwpodcast.com/podcasters to find all episodes of our unofficial Wrestlers After Show. That is to say, all episodes so far. There might be more later. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. Rate us 5 stars and give us a review. You can also follow at ovwpodcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Threads, and all the way to the Davis Arena. Have a good night.